He marches with the living in their daily processional, keeping to the rhythm and the pace, confessional. Only in the privacy of no one asking and not telling, the hollow man in the parade, the empty bell still ringing. The city has its pageantry of purpose and direction, the morning stream of motivated bodies in connection with their calendars and obligations, bright and forward driven, and it flows among them like a stone in a river, given to the current without any particular investment in the destination or the purpose of the movement. It receives the furniture, functional presence with a purpose, the curator of certain tasks to fill the hours and tick the boxes. He populates the spreadsheets and he empties the inboxes. The colleagues have their dramas and their alliances and friction, the office politics of one and the subtle jurisdiction of ego and of ambition. He navigates the edge of it close enough to functional, too hollow for the credit of it. The Hollow Man's Parade. Takes his food outside when the weather is cooperating. Sits at the bench beside the fountain, quietly operating the machinery of eating without the weight of company. 20 minutes in the sunlight alone and almost free. The free is not the freedom that he used to understand. It's more the absence of the requirement to expand into the social space that crowds him when the hours are too many. The bench at lunch costs nothing and it's almost worth a penny. The Hollow Man's Parade. Along his procedural design, the hollow man delivers what is needed on the line of his specific duties and his general demeanor. Competent, presentable, reliable, and leaner than he used to be in terms of what he gives the work, the bare minimum of excellence, the adequacy of the shirk that stops your shoulder visible, that keeps the hollowness inside. The hollow man's a professional in the management of hype. The Hollow Man's Parade. The Hollow Man keeps marching. The Hollow Man's facade is polished and not tarnishing. He knows the choreography. He knows the steps by heart. The Hollow Man's Parade. And no one sees the hollow part. The evening
and walking shorter on the door, the couch, the screen, the daily dissolution of whatever mask the day has been alone. He lets the posture go, lets the face fall to its real, the hollow settling into its actual arrangement in the feel of the room around him, the familiar quiet of the night being on. And the hollow man at home is just a man who's mostly gone from the inside, just the housing and the habit and the shell, a hollow man at rest, which is the hollow man the same. And of nothing much concluded, the walk resumes at dawn with boots and coffee in the door. The hollow man's parade, same as the night before. The hollow man has marched so long in the parade of the alive that the marching is the man now, and the hollow is the drive. He doesn't know the man before the marching anymore. The hollow man's parade is what the hollow man is for. The hollow isn't something that a man can fill by choosing. It came in through the years like a slow considered bruising, the accumulation of the not quite there and the almost but not been. And the hollow is the space between the man and what he's seen. The parade provides the structure of a life that reads as present. The hollow man in the parade is technically pleasant, achieves the basic metrics of a man who is among the living. And the parade is the accounting of the hollow man's Thanksgiving.